This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Burger King, Central Bank, Barefoot Marketing, ESC Distributors Limited, Bonneville Bones, Alive, the Nassau Cruise Port, Royal Bank of Canada, Commonwealth Bank, Carifta Aquatics 242, Fincastle Media Group, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Atos Holding, and Paradise Fisheries.
Foundation. The Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. Overcast this morning, raining like hell this morning. If you're getting out of there for 9 o'clock here in the city, I know you probably had a little, I know traffic was crazy. So I hope you guys are doing good as the clouds looked like they're dissipating and we're seeing the sunshine kind of peer over. And get back into it. It's a beautiful day, guys. I want to be able to say to you, if you are in the land of the living, talk to me. You should be giving praise. Talk to me. There are a lot of our brothers and sisters that keep slipping away. Yesterday, I got some information. Was it yesterday, day before yesterday? That my uncle, my grandfather's brother, we call him Uncle Louis. His name is Howard Smith. He passed away. He passed away. And so this is a lot for us to continue to be able to deal with. But if you're still here, if you're still with us here in the land of the living, we pray strength for you and focus and commitment and optimism. My God, I just want to say, we pray optimism and not this kind of pessimistic, my God, it all over, let the sky fall down, chicken diddle. You need to stop. Let's get these things done, guys. It's a beautiful day. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. The Prime Minister offers Botswana expertise on crypto. I suppose he's an expert now after the FTX debacle. This is a lot. Y'all are wilding all the way out. We're having a good conversation, guys. I want you to participate in that thing today. Before I do so and dive into anything else, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS, Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out and slayed out for you. All the way from Monday to Saturday, you can be able to get all services as it relates to insurance. They're open up on Saturday. They're open on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can be able to get in-house financing for all your vehicles, your SDs, your taxis, your jitneys, all these E's. You can go down there and get that thing taken care of. Ask for my good, decent friend, Etheric Bowe. He'd be more than happy to assist you. They're located number 407 south, right there on Blue Hill Road South, 407, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center, to get everything laid out. Guys, it is a beautiful day. I am grateful to be here in the land of the living. Our Prime Minister is getting, grab me to say, touches as it relates to national issues. Check out The Guardian, man. He's using this kind of aggressive pointing finger. You know, we don't normally see politicians use that anymore unless they know that they are absolutely correct. Our Prime Minister got the index finger pointing. Yeah, this is onward to 2026. This is a lot. Guys, I'm here with none other than my very good friend Garth Roseborough here in the studio with me today. Fresh off his little trip, he is back, renewed, revived, restored, and being able to get into these things. God, say hey to the people.
Man, a pleasant good afternoon to the people of the Bahamas, those who are globally listening and tuning in, 96.9 FM Guardian Radio, to the staff here. Listen, man, Howard, it's been a great trip. It's always good to leave the rock, go out into that ocean and see where you live. And your backyard is a very rich backyard. Mm-hmm. You got your groupers, your hinds, and your barracudas, and a lot of fish out there. And so we were able to bring back four coolers over a period of 2 days, had a good time getting some red snappers. So that was very encouraging. Easter is here, Howard. This is what they call the fisherman's Christmas. And so I want to wish all the fishermen well, because this is the time when most of them get robbed.
But they ain't even, oh, this is the time they get
robbed. They get robbed. This Christmas for them. This when the price of fish. No, price of fish like goes up. No, you got some fellas who stake them out. Watch
how much. Oh, that's what you mean.
Yes, I wanted to be very careful.
I thought you mean from the other side of the fence.
No, you got to give these people some tips on how to be safe. Because
this is a pleasurable robbery.
No, these fellas coming in. No, you know, I told them the fellas actually stake them out and take the money.
I thought you were talking about the ladies.
No. They can rob you differently, but we used to that kind of robbing.
You like that
ain't a bad robbery.
You like this robbery.
But the other kind of robbery is bad.
So
you have to be a fisherman to understand the sacrifice that you make to go out there and get this fish, you know. So I want to wish them all well. This is a profitable time for you. The cost of boating has still skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And the government said they will deal with the issue, but still nothing has been done in terms of license cost. And so the fishermen are still asking the government to please lower the cost of licensing their vessels so they could continue their craft. But I want to thank the government, too. I think the South Beach ramp looks better. And I think they're now paying a little attention to the infrastructure of the province in terms of fishermen. So I want to thank them for that. And I did see one or two Royal Bahamas Defense Force boats cruising by. Mm. So they are actively working. And so I want to give hats off to them as well. And then for those people, Howard, who are still suffering from the side effects of COVID, you know, I want you all to be encouraged. My mother's one of those people, by the way.
Really?
3 years later, still fighting. Breathing issues and collection of fluid in the lungs. And
3 years after COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are still affected. So I want to, you know, send a prayer out for you people. And for those suffering from sickle cell, diabetes and high blood pressure, we've got a lot of that going on in the country. So it's just a healing thought. We just wanted to let you know our prayers are with you.
Yeah.
And for those of you who are married, like Howard, and happily married, I just want to make sure the devil doesn't knock on your door and you stay happily married. And for those who are fighting to keep their marriage together, we pray that you'll be
fine. What do you mean the devil don't knock on your door?
Huh?
That's what door is for, knocking.
Yeah, yeah, but
the only way you could keep them out, not necessarily from a knock, is with blood, my brother. I just get preachy quickly. I got
to. But you need to do. You need to do a
you
seminar.
To have blood you,
your wife would be an excellent person to do that. You know, y'all make an excellent team.
Listen,
doing
I don't want you to believe.
Not not the Steve Harvey thing. You know, I'm talking about the real Bahamian marital consulant thing.
But like, I don't want you to believe. See, I watch people who have been married for less years than we have.
Yeah.
They call themselves marriage coach. And these things, right?
Uh-huh.
You've been married for 3 years. Yeah. You didn't even make it past the 5th year mark.
And that's the daddy mark coach. Right there.
And then beyond that, some people call themselves life coach. And they haven't experienced a great deal of things. They haven't gone anywhere. They haven't. How you could tell people, my God, this is heavy, about your marriage, about your life? Because that's the way I assess these things. And I think that that's where we are with our politicians.
Yep.
Our politicians have this posture and this position, a great deal of them. And this is what we're going to get into today. Guys, I'm going to open up the lines in a minute, and I want you to participate in these things. Our politicians have taken on, not all, I can't put all of them in this kind of a position, but I believe as they ascend to a position of power and social recognition in our society, they believe that they encompass all information. They're all knowing now. They become the oracle unto themselves. And there is no more counsel. Prior to this, They come to every Jesus body in the constituency, everybody, everywhere. What you think I should do? And then they try to deduce. They ask God for heavy discernment to know how to identify the difference of what to apply. Then they find themselves in, they push God aside, ego takes over, and now in this kind of position where they feel as though we're straight. I tell you, many a politician on the day before elections, my friends who are FNMs, I know a great deal of them. My brother, I know a great deal of them. I dare say I know all of them. Every politician, I know all of them. And I went to at least 72% of them. And I say, it ain't looking good for you based upon what I'm hearing on the ground. Who tell you that, Howard? They are a damn liar.
Well, Howard, before you hit the lines, I heard you mention something, right? And I want to get into that very same thing which you're talking about today, right? Because I have something hot to discuss with you today, right? But this whole front page of the Nassau Guardian, and like you said, you encourage people to get their copy of the Nassau Guardian today. And this very bold print here, PM offers Botswana expertise on crypto.
That's hilarious, isn't it?
Let me show you why it isn't.
But I think that's absolutely hilarious.
Let me tell you why it isn't. When we suffered, I use the word suffered, through the FTX debacle, you and I sat together on numerous occasions, and we watched this thing just crumble, like how you take Lego and you just smash it and everything just falls apart. Mr. Philip Brave Davis, the Honorable Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, has taken that horror movie and turned that into this.
He seeks to spin it, but it can't work, sir.
Let me tell you, you know what he says? He has positioned us in the southern part of the globe, including Botswana and others, against the northern segment of the world. You realize what he just did? We are now going against the European Union and United States of America because he's saying to them, this cryptocurrency isn't going anywhere. And if we manage it properly, the European Union and America will not have a stranglehold or a knee on our neck. That's what he's saying.
And in the beta testing era, okay, so if we use FTX as a beta test, now, when you started off, you started to say that we watched the entire thing. And what we were doing, we were shaking and all these things fell together. Let's be very clear.
In the past tense.
We, as a nation, who did not understand the intricacies associated with this, we didn't understand these things. The only persons who were shaking is those persons who sat at the proximity of being able to make those agreements. Let me tell you why. Because when Sam Bankman-Fried, turned into a songbird. Oh my God. When he started to talk, next thing you know, he was out of here. Someone talk to me. Talk to me. He was out of here. When he started to talk about what he's done and who he's done and so forth and so on, he was out of here. Many a man,
I'm listening.
We ain't gonna call no names.
I'm listening.
Many a man is shaking because they know the agreements that were made behind the table. In the beta testing of cryptocurrency in this country, this was supposed to be corruption proof. This was the idea of being, one, to be able to get traditional banking systems out of your hair for you to be able to immediately access your money, wherever you are. You could be able to do all these things. And in the midst of that, we found a way to corrupt the thing.
But guess what?
Bananas, sir.
But guess what? Brave Davis is saying, the Honorable Prime Minister is saying, that because of the structure we put in place, the procedures we put in place, they were able, getting credit for this now, he's giving himself credit for this, able to seize those assets quickly.
They had to resolve the issue.
And in so much that he was able to challenge the United States of America's court system and say, you know what? You cannot leave us out of this
desperate
process.
Times call for desperate measures. They had to. They had to tap on and pull and tug on every intellectual capacity in this country for them to understand how to navigate this particular space. They did everything they could. And maybe that is where their expertise lies, but being able to understand how to navigate the very shallow shores of this cryptocurrency. But this is deep. This is deep.
Well, the last time I saw a royal picture like this was Sir Lyndon Penlin and Lady Penlin going to England. Look at this. You see this picture?
This prime minister seeks to get back in for 2026, sir. I'm not going to fight him.
I think the fella in Korea, whatever the crazy fella named Korea, he used to do this type of thing. He got soldiers on two sides.
No, man, this is
walking in his red carpet.
This is the jurisdiction that he's in. This is
I want you to notice, this is a royal picture. Yeah, this is the royalty jurisdiction.
Yeah.
There's nothing about this picture that exemplifies weakness.
This is the jurisdiction that he's in.
And what I like about the front page of The Guardian, look what it says. He pledges stronger ties with the African nation. He's pledging that.
Now, I think we need to start to have a deeper conversation about what's happening.
Tell me.
Okay, so initially, when this prime minister came in with a New Day agenda, there were two things that happened simultaneously. Locally on the ground here, after the PLP won, there was a very small protest in front of water and sewage. There was nothing to talk about, right? Simultaneously, there was a small protest over, and then we saw the, you know, sort of the bulldozing of the road that was closed off for a little while. There wasn't anything done in, let's talk about 5 to 7 days after the PLP, after the PLP won, other than those things. But something major happened. Something major happened from an external standpoint for this administration. This administration collected a group of people and they went to COP26. And the prime minister, this picture pales in comparison to the stately posture that he took to be able to speak to the world with boldness and indicating that we do not emit the type of carbon footprint that the world is indicating that we have. We are not the perpetrators of these major factories that exist globally.
Mm-hmm.
We are not these particular persons that are flying up and down, left and right, around the world in their private jets. We don't even have the population. But we will suffer as a result of climate change, global warming, sea levels rising, and his posture and his position was extremely strong. The prime minister has been advised that this is an avenue to take.
Mm-hmm.
Our prime minister is extremely savvy. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
After the relentless allegations, speculations, conversations, and just the sheer degradation, because it was strong of him, his inability to travel, his inability to do these things, he is now taking on a posture that no other prime minister have done, mm-hmm. and being able to strategically pace himself as a not only a figurehead, but a significant player on the world stage.
He has done that.
He's doing that. He's not done this yet. He's doing that. Because this now here strengthens Africa countries. If you look at Ghana, if you look at Uganda, if you look at these other spaces, if you look at Botswana, if you look at all these spaces, they are now opening up their arms to those of the diaspora and saying, come back home. We got a space for you.
That's why he has done that. He's still doing it, but he has done that already. Because, you know, during COVID-19, our former Prime Minister, Hubert Alexander Menace, he didn't go much places. He didn't do anything like that.
He couldn't go anywhere. None of us could go nowhere.
He had trouble. He had trouble getting past the independence. He brought the dog home. You know, we brought the dog
home. No, that was...
That's different?
No. That was his cabin. That was...
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
That wasn't like the entire cabin.
You can bring it in, but you can't take it out. So this Prime Minister has hit the world stage in fine fashion, traveled all over the place, and now he's saying to the Bahamian people, read the newspaper, it's now making sense. We're now gaining stronger ties internationally. That's what he's telling you. My travel is not in vain. So so let's go back to what he said. The budget for travel, we said, was what?
How much did you say it was?
It was crazy. It was, you know, half of them say, who was it? Diagola said that the traveler was out of proportion. So the man said, see, I'm traveling for a good reason now, a good cause. Now what you going to say?
But I keep trying to explain to y'all, and I keep saying this, and whether you want to concur with me or not.
You heard me say the word Diagola, right?
Right, I heard you.
It's you know who Diagola is, right?
Of course, Denisio.
He came from the back of the bus somewhere, he back on the microphone, that's what he's trying to tell
Denisio, right? Yeah. He's my very good friend.
Okay.
Or in the words of Rodney Moncur, Denuncio, right? Uh-huh. He's my very good friend, okay. Right? So let's be very clear about this. Now, I told you I know all these fellas. So
yeah. Well, you make sense of this to me because I'm a little baffled right now.
I need you to understand something. Uh-huh. Let's not put everything in the melting pot. Let's divide it before. Don't let the things touch before you put it into the pot. Okay? Don't let it touch. Let's identify this thing before we cook this thing, right?
Okay. We're trying to get
the
to
prime
it.
Minister.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Whilst it seems as though the country could be able to be viewed in a particular light as a result of his stride and whatnot, I told you from the get go. His position embodies duality. It has two postures. This is peculiar, like the two spirit concepts. This is what he embodies in this particular space. He is running for the Bahamas.
He's running for the PLP as the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, so forth and so on. But he envisions something afar off. He looks at the horizon and he continues to be able to stretch forth and move towards that on a day-to-day basis. This Prime Minister is strategically placing, because he don't, if I was him, and I agree with him in many instances, I don't necessarily trust the Bahamian people to put me back.
You don't trust them?
Of course not. They've already shown me the rhythm of what exists. They show me FNM, PLP, FNM, PLP, FNM, PLP. Okay. Now, I can do everything I can to ensure that we could be able to keep this steadfast. So we can do what we have to do, just what we need to do on the ground. However, in the case that safeguard, the safe net falls through, I need to strategically place myself in a position, articulate what I need to from a world stage standpoint so I could still have value. Now, who else you see have done that? Who's done that?
I love it, Howard.
Who's done that?
I love it.
You know who's done that? Bill Clinton has done that.
So, listen.
Barack Obama has done that. Mia Motley, despite the fact that she still retains his position, she's done that.
Yes.
And he needs to do the exact same thing. So he has to turn it up a couple notches.
Okay, so Howard, boy, I got goosebumps right now because you're going exactly in the direction I want you to go in. A little slow. I just come off the ocean trying to get my feet back, right? Okay, Howard Grant. We understand that Philip Brave Davis needs to solidify himself for another term. And as you just rightly said, we've been going back and forth for the last 20 years. Good. We now have a present leader of the opposition. I've not yet been able to see the team that's going to be presented for 2026 from the Free National Movement. I think there should have been some type of formation, some more voices in the newspaper, some more voices on the radio, some more voices on TV, that we can see that the FNM, this new FNM, is striving and it's growing.
Won't see that until the next convention. You won't.
So watch what I'm saying to you now.
What you will see is letters to the editor.
Yeah, but ain't nobody reading. Obama's only a few of us read.
Hold on.
A few of us.
But those of us who are reading, we understand that there is something that's popping up that's very peculiar.
Popping. Not popped.
Only in the letter to
popping.
The editor.
And I'm learning that in Obama's, you got to communicate properly. Popping. But not yet popped. Okay. So if it hasn't popped yet, it ain't popcorn yet.
My God.
It's just in the frying pan with a little grease around it, but there ain't nothing fluffy and white yet.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I like this.
Now, right now, I'm seeing and evidencing, because I've been on the ground and I've spoken to some people, that the old regime, the ones who need free helicopter and aircraft parts, the one who need free commercial washing machines, and those other tax exemptions.
Who need or who placed, who put in place
these? Who put them in place,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good. Let's talk to me.
Those people are returning. And finding a
returning is a very strong word. Sir.
Very strong term, because I heard it's in the branches. Remember, there has been no evidence of an FNM. What do they call them? Branch in the PLP. I don't know what they call them in the FNM. Must be associations. There's been no evidence of that over the last 3 years. But I'm hearing from members of those associations that these people are now calling them on the telephone and saying, hey, remember me?
Hold on.
Do I still have your support?
Who calling who?
The former regime, the former FNM regime who was here in 2017.
Okay.
They're popping up. They're finding life again. And I've not seen any new people evidence in the Free National Movement. So I'm trying to understand with the brain of Howard Grant. This is the foundation. What the heck is going on? Because I now understand convention may be October 24th. So when mention or hint of a convention in October, these people starting to show up. What's going on?
I think you know exactly what's going on.
No, I don't know. I want to be naive in this situation.
You want to be naive.
I want to be a virgin.
But that's absolutely impossible.
Like a virgin touch for the very first
time.
Your
sphincter is done. You can no longer go back to that position. You can no longer return to that one.
So many people
will
be dirty and they will be a virgin the same time.
You can't. You know exactly what's going on. Now, what's going on is that, based upon these allegations, these speculations, these conversations, these calls that's happening,
mm-hmm.
there may be something afoot.
I'm going to ask the question.
I haven't heard anything.
They say you and
about,
I, we talk a lot, right? I'm going to ask the questions to your callers, right? Would you want that old regime to return back to the forefront of
being politics? It's impossible for old regime to take on the new space that we exist in globally.
You think so?
It's impossible. It's okay.
In your mind,
let's fix that. It's not impossible. It's impractical. It's improbable.
I would agree with that, but do the Bahamian people agree with that? Because remember now, you said they don't vote you in.
But that's what
they
my responsibility is to be able to identify with pros and cons why this should not happen.
But if you vote out the PLP, and if these people re-emerge to the forefront of the FRM, then that means that they're going to win the next general election in 2026.
Now, when you say the old regime, let's be very clear.
No, don't tangle me like that. I know where you're going. I feel your spirit.
This can't be everybody.
It's looking like everybody wants
it
to come back.
It can't be everybody.
It's looking like everybody wants
but
to come back.
But it can't be.
Maybe one or two going to be missing, like Fox Hill. You know, they never gave her a fair shake.
It can't be everybody. But if you want to go down the line, we could go down. It can't be everybody. Some people did not vote well at all. At all.
Was there any of them that voted well?
Significantly high hopes for that disappointed us tremendously. It cannot be everybody.
Well, I don't think one goat and three birds coming back. I don't think that one coming back.
That's my good friend.
I said, I don't think they're coming
Rumi
back.
Ferreira.
I think he's retired. I think he retired.
That's my good friend. Rumi
I said,
Ferreira.
I think he retired.
I need you to hear that.
I want him to be a good
this
friend.
This is my good friend.
So you think he's coming back?
He and I haven't spoken
That's
for a while.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he...
But I think that he shifted his focus.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's what I'm saying to you. But I do understand Michael may want to come back. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be able to join the conversation with me.
Your good
323-6232, 325-431-6325, 4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796.
Howard is smiling.
I got to take this commercial break in the space of decency. Before this man allowed the devil to walk in here. Quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
Foundation. Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas is celebrating 50 years with $50,000 in cash for five Bahamian students conducting innovative research in economics, finance, or business that could impact the Bahamas. If your completed work is fit for publication, you could be one of five finalists in the 2024 T. Baswell Donaldson Research Competition and claim your share of $50,000. The winner will receive $30,000, and all finalists can participate in a research fellowship with the Central Bank of the Bahamas. Submission deadline April 30th, 2024.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breezes Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
Right now, if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Ira Storr, Novi Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. Indecency has arrived in the person, embodied in the person of Garth Roseborough. Garth, It's good to see you today, my brother. You won't tiptoe into slipping into darkness. I'm not prepared. I wasn't prepared for this today.
Why not?
Because I wanted to be decent today.
The signs are everywhere.
Signs?
Yes. Sir. Listen. I can be very honest with the Bahamian people, right? They always say you and I be campaigning for one side against the other, and we're against. Listen, we only for a better Bahamas. This is not about PLP and FNM for me. This is about the truth. The roads in New Providence are getting better.
Well,
maybe not fast enough.
Well,
No Calpin Road. When you go
Fayette Avenue, they just paved it. I saw it.
I'm saying it's getting better. I didn't say it's the best. Yeah. It's getting better.
I think they need to change the science of how they approach these things.
And I'm showing...
No way.
The PLP is showing signs. This is what I said to someone yesterday. I was driving on Calpin Road. And I said, you know, the PLP is showing signs that now we are officially going into campaign mode. But the advantage that they've had since the by-election evidence is that they're going to use the Treasury money to make things better for the party. Meaning that they're going to do what government is supposed to do, and in hopes that you would say... The PLP has done well.
I can fix this for you.
They're negating the previous 3 years. See, these 3 years, nothing mentionable needs to be spoken about.
But
from this point forward to election, they're going to start. Listen, Shanty Towns, what did you just say here? 160 notices. Right in the Guardian, 160 notices.
The PLP doesn't have to do that.
But they're doing it. But they're doing it.
Okay, so I believe that this administration. Now, listen, let's be very clear. I do not support the PLP's administration as it relates to. Because people just always feel like, oh, well, my God, you sound like you're getting something from them, but I just want to be very clear. Mm-hmm. I understand the nature of politics. I understand how things are happening. There are enough people in the PLP now that is happy, jolly. And when we say jolly, we always think Santa Claus, and we think rosy and overweight. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just be very clear. Mm-hmm. There are enough people in the PLP right now in strategic positions that are jolly. From contracts that they've received, opportunities that they've given, access that they have as a result of this government strategically placing them in a position to be able to acquire a great deal. Mm-hmm. Their responsibility, whether spoken or otherwise, is now to be able to give back. We're not talking about the other nine who've gone. Their responsibility is to give back to the organization.
Yes.
Their responsibility is to give back to the organization.
Yes.
Thank you, organization. Here, I want to be able to contribute to the next campaign and so forth and so on.
2026, yes.
Okay, so that is how this works. As it relates to 2026 election,
yes.
The PLP doesn't have to tap into and dip into the coffers of the Bahamas. They don't have to do it. They don't have to do it. And especially with these measures that are taking to be able to ensure that we can identify what we have, the PLP needs to tap into the relationships that they have to be able to take care of their 2026 campaign. And I believe they're going to be taken care of well. They did not have the coffers for a New Day administration. Let's be very clear. That was impressive, sir.
Yes.
Their marketing was impressive. Their accessibility was present.
Yes.
Their energy, all these things, they did not have the coffers of the Bahamas. They needed to prove themselves in West Grand Bahama. Now, this ain't me excusing the PLP. Let's just be decent. They needed to prove themselves. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas went to West Grand Bahama and promised them everything.
What has it gotten so far?
Well, from the information I've received, nothing yet. Okay. They're still waiting.
Oh, they're still waiting?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what you do in politics. You got to wait.
You got to wait?
It was Obi's favorite words to tell you, yeah, but these things take time. You have to wait. That's it.
But the impression we got from the by-election was that these people needed help 10 years ago.
You see, but I keep trying to explain to you, and obviously this is the course that we're taking today, so let's go.
By the way, you look good in red.
You're whining out, sir. You're doing a lot.
Red looks good on you. Go ahead.
You're doing a lot.
Jordan tennis and black pants.
I don't even know.
That's what the Prime Minister, that's what the leader of the party does wear, red with black. But go ahead. Go ahead with your Jordans on. Go ahead.
I will throw this shirt away when I'm done. This is too much today, right?
You're good.
I just want to be very clear with this. Okay, so I've already started, you, and I told you this, when Kingsley, my cousin, when Kingsley was up, I said anyone who won, anyone, whether Ricardo Grant or Kingsley Smith, anyone who won will not be able to succeed in 2026.
You did say that.
I told you this.
You did say that.
Okay? I told you this. Anyone. You know why? Because it's such a mammoth task before them, and they are novice politicians. Mm-hmm. They have no relationship. You know, if Shane Gibson hypothetically got in that position, he have significant relationships to fortify his position, to find himself in the cabinet, and to ensure that he could be able to get those things done based upon his relations. He know how things go. His seniority places him in a different position. Mm-hmm. As a novice politician, you now have to forge relationships. You have to see where the money coming from. You have to see how things are done properly. You have to find out who these permanent secretaries are. You have to find, you have to forge relationships before things could happen for you. Sometimes this can take years. Mm. This could take time. Mm-hmm. It takes time to forge these relationships. Kingsley doesn't have the time. He doesn't have the time. There's two things he has to do simultaneously. He has to forge relationships and strengthen those relationships in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, and simultaneously forge relationships within the government.
Okay.
He doesn't have the time.
Let me ask. Well.
So anyone who is in this position right now, they need the support of seniority to be able to give them an opportunity to get back.
Devil's advocate.
I realize that that's the cap that you're wearing today, sir.
If I brought the former minister, Lakeisha Parker-Edge, come back to West Grand Bahama and Bimini for the F&M ticket in 2026, could she beat a crippled Smith, Kingsley Smith?
Pakisha has, okay, so what beta testing is that after you finish creating this product, right? This is what we do with our apps. After I say, this app could do all these things, boom, 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 boom. Now we have to test it. Now we have to put it in the marketplace and be able to find the strength and strain. There's a SWOT analysis to find the strength, the weaknesses, the opportunities, the threats that exists within this thing that we've created.
Listening.
We've already beta tested Pakisha.
Okay.
We've already put her to the task.
Okay.
And she did not do well under pressure.
So the Bahamian people are either or. We vote you out. That's what we know. We vote you out. So if you do not want Smith and Pakisha sitting there, would you go with Pakisha or do you give Smith another
Pakisha's
chance?
Pakisha's out of the picture, sir.
So Smith would win?
No. That's not what I'm saying to you. I'm saying to you that Pakisha is out of the picture. From the Free National Movement standpoint, the incumbent for the PLP is Smith. So the Free National Movement has to present a viable candidate that exists in this particular space that knows the people, that can be able to articulate
the
strength.
But she knows the people.
Let's get back to what I'm saying.
You're missing what I'm trying to tell you.
That can articulate with strength, passion, and that can be trusted to be given an opportunity to take them to a better space and place. Pakisha was given that opportunity, and she didn't perform well.
But I feel the same way about the 2017 regime. With them now having a voice and wanting to come to the forefront, I have the same feeling, the same sentiments. I would say if I was
but
in the pre-national
movement.
But
I don't hear what you're hearing, you know.
You don't hear what I'm hearing?
No, you're saying that you heard Denicio Diaghilo being able to.
I heard him say something. I haven't heard him say something in a long while.
Denicio Diaghilo sits in the position of a businessman. And so when you saw him the other day, he was only speaking in the capacity of a business person.
That's all.
He's only, listen, I spoke to both Denicio Diaghilo and we had Jeff Lloyd, former Minister for Education.
I heard he wants to come back.
Right? Jeff Lloyd sat here with me and said that the only way that he would return, my God, and if he was listening, you could be able to recall these things, that the angel Gabriel or Michael, who sits amongst the Father Almighty, will have to come down and say to him, get back into politics. And he said, before the angel could say anything, and he agrees, he said, I need to see their documentation that they are angels of God. I need to see their passport from heaven, because that sure as hell ain't gonna happen. This is what he said. This is what he said. We can pull the tape and let him and play it.
But most politicians, I hear them talk about God before election, but I don't hear them talk about God after. And Ali McIntosh, our good friend, always talks about God sending her one more time.
You mean Ali McIntosh, the minister?
No, Ali
McIntosh. She's a pastor.
She always says that God sends her.
She's a servant.
Cassius believes God sends him.
That's what he believes.
Yeah, and then your brother, Bicklin Seymour, and then you got Lincoln Bain, and you got all these other people.
Everybody say God sends
him. That's what they're trying to say. They see the angel
roots?
Gabriel. They see the angel Gabriel.
The roots.
But they've seen the angel
the
Gabriel.
Saxons,
they've seen the angel
the
Gabriel.
The Valley Boys.
And they've all seen Gabriel. So what you trying to tell me? The man can't return?
Best man... Take the thing. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, Howard.
Hey.
In terms of politicians,
mm-hmm.
Church is a place where they only brush their feet off.
Going in or coming out?
Every 5 years.
There's go in, brush their shirt, brush their feet off, brush to go in or off. Coming out?
Brush their feet off. Now, you know, the shoes. Anyway, but some churches, they can't step into talking no nonsense. Okay, now, all the churches they step into, the pastors are probably compromised. Okay? Mm-mm. Contracts, taxi plates, crown land, whatever it is. Okay? But we need to get this thing straightened out. Okay? Because we are entering into a second phase of slavery. You know?
A second phase of slavery?
Ourselves, our wants, our needs. Anyway, I am enjoying your host role as Devil's Advocate.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so much. Let me take one more telephone call before we go to a break. Caller, go ahead live.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, Anton, you called me last 2 minutes. I know you take longer than that. Call me back at 1 o'clock.
Let me just get this out.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Morning, God.
Morning,
good
sir.
Afternoon, God.
Sir Anton, go ahead.
Howard, I got. Former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham also said he was not coming back, and there's no way he was coming back. And when we saw him again, he was on the stage, upstanding their leader at that time, and he took the leadership from him.
Hallelujah.
Right there and then.
There you
on
go.
On the stage. Set him back in the shadows.
Yeah, but also,
former
Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham also indicated to you very clearly what his motivation was. He never tell you, God say. He said, people tell you this, you know. He said, people. They're telling you could do this. I never thought I could do this. People tell me I could do this. My point to you is when they start screaming, Papa, 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 maybe he won't come back.
Listen, at God. What I want to say to you all as it relates to Grand Bahama, that's a very interesting kettle of tea. And that can help us or it can hurt us. What I mean by that is, once we deliver on our promises, we stand a chance of gaining even more seats on Grand Bahama, right? We could end up with 3, possibly even 4 seats on Grand Bahama. However, if we fail to do what we...
I have to fight you down with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's impossible.
Like, nothing,
it may not be impossible. It's improbable.
Nothing under the sun is impossible.
With God.
With God.
My God.
With God in the back.
You got to bring God back in. It's what I'm trying to tell you.
You need to stop, Anton. I got to break. Anton, thank you so very kindly. Guys, this is a great conversation. I want you to be able to participate in this thing. I tell you that there are two campaigns that are running concurrent. The Prime Minister running on a global campaign and then on a local campaign. Now, the local campaign is lagging behind, but he is full steam ahead like a jet engine around the world. Let's take a quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Bleeder in men's fashion, located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Ready to score big? Alive is bringing you March Madness. From incredible, amazing deals on iPhones, Nokia, TCL, and more. Alive has everything you need to stay connected and save big. And that's free data, prepaid plan bundles, exclusive event tickets, and more. Deals end March 31st. Visit BeAlive.com or follow us on our social media at We Are Alive to stay in the know. Score big with Alive this March season. Don't miss out.
Three Way Productions presents Showtime at Nassau Cruise Port. Experience live performances every weekend. The elegance of classical music. The infectious energy of Latin nights. The smooth sounds of jazz night. And a delightful evening of Bohemian music. March 15th and 16th and March 22nd and 23rd. Visit www.nassaucruiseport.com/events to learn more. Nassau Cruise Port. The place to be.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government-issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon here. If you're celebrating your birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday there. Enter your name there. Insert your name. Happy birthday to you. I hope that you guys are doing well and being able to just enjoy life. I think we've reached the time where we're seeing a great deal of signs and wonders across the world. And I think we're so consumed with what's happening externally. We don't reflect internally to understand that we have to fix a few things in preparation for what seems to be the inevitable. I just want to be as decent as possible as we talk about these things. I'd like to have a show about that. I'd like to have a show about, these sort of signs and wonders that's happening around the world. I'm here with none other than Garth Roseborough being able to talk to us today. We started off our wicket in conversation about what's happening around the world. And I'd like to reiterate that the Progressive Liberal Party, under the leadership of Philip Brave Davis, the embodiment of this leader, I have to give him his kudos where it exists. I have to be decent when I do this, because it diminishes your character. You could identify that an individual is doing well in one area and you refuse to acknowledge that. Then who are you? Relentlessly being able to identify from a negative standpoint. I think he's extremely impressive for his age to identify talent, to strategically put those persons within his inner circle, persons that we may not necessarily know, but we could see the influence, their thumbprint in his execution on a day-to-day basis. So that doesn't mean that he's not just hiring people to suffice and to be able to identify his quota. He's bringing people to his inner circle, listening to them, discerning which avenue to take, and he's being able to move. So he's empowering young people, and simultaneously he's being propelled.
He has done that with his team.
This is extremely impressive.
He's minus 7 seats in the House of Assembly, and he has been able to give some form of lucrative and reasonable title to each of his serving members. That in itself is impressive. It's expensive. It's extremely costly. But Philip Brave Davis has all of his team members at work. Every last one.
Yeah, they're working. And I won't be clear with this. For me, strategically placing people in positions is not for the purposes of being able to empower them. I listened to something that former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham said. He said, the next time when he was on the paper, West Grand Bahama, for Ricardo Grant, he said, man, just take your time. And I surmise, and I kind of put it together. He said, the next time you choose these particular persons, make a determination who the value of these people, FNM or PLP, don't just vote out of government. Identify the right people. He said, because it's expensive trying to be able to place all these fellas and taking care of all these things. Look at the right people to keep account from a government standpoint, to keep account from an opposition standpoint, so we can have a balanced House of Assembly. So we can have a balanced. And I thought that I said, this is really age and wisdom that steps in. Well, and I don't know whether or not this is the cycle that we go through, that before we get into politics, we go with nationalism in mind. When we get into politics, we go with a political agenda and a desire to be able to put that out. And when we come out of politics, we get back to nationalism. I don't know if that's the cyclical nature of a human mind as it relates to being able to get in politics. But the fact of the matter is that for him to say that, I agree with that.
Well, Howard, today
we got to choose better.
I'm going to challenge you one more time. and it's early in the week, though, tomorrow, but, you know, we scheduled for today for me to be, and I thank you for inviting me once again. So here's my challenge today for you and the listeners and the callers. Y'all go ahead and call in. He'll give you the numbers again shortly. Howard, I just found out from a very knowledgeable classmate of mine, St. Augustine's College class of 86, that there's one of us in my class who was able to take a harlot and turn them into a virgin again, a female. He has that medical expertise, Dr. Leon DePuch. He can make a woman feel brand new surgically. And so what I want to know from you, Howard, is there any politician, and I want the listeners to also chime in, is there any politician who has been used before and we can return to the forefront and present them as brand new?
I am...
Politically, surgically.
Now, you know how my brain works. You know how my brain works.
The left and the right works together.
Okay, so you know... When you present these things to me, I don't only see the surface. I'd like to go a little bit deeper.
Okay.
And in depth, I'd like to say, over the course of the last 20 years, there have only been a handful of politicians that have really been used in their capacity, in their capability. And I go as far as to say, watch me, I can name some people who I believe have been used the full length and breadth of their capability. I think Chevalier Anderson.
And you can still present them today as brand
new?
No.
I've been presenting these people again. I'm saying, let's just separate it. You're saying who were used before and can be used again.
Yes.
Okay.
So
no.
if you want to separate the two, go ahead and separate the two.
Okay, so let's do it.
Or tell us who's been used.
There are only a handful of politicians who have actually been used.
Someone tell us, would they take them again?
Chevalier Lang, in his capacity and his training and his expertise, has been used to be able to bring that to the forefront. He's been used. Our former Prime Minister, Hubert Ingram, been used in his capacity. Fred Mitchell uses his capability. Obi Wilscombe uses his capability. Alfred Sayers uses his capability. When you see Glynis Hannah-Martin uses his capability.
Her
capability. Andre Rollins has not been used.
He's not been used?
No. He's been represented. He has presented himself.
Your good friend, Dr. Andre Rollins, has not been used.
Not in the capacity of the potential that exists within him.
Why was that?
Because of the nature of politics in our country.
Was he a threat?
Of course. What do you think? Of course he was. Loretta Butler Turner has not been used in the capacity of her potential.
Was she another threat?
Of course she was.
So once
Reverend you... Moss has never been used to the full length and potential of his capacity, capability, expertise, and what exists, the experiences that he has to be able to deliver that to the Bahamian people.
So who says who is to be used and who's not to be used? Because we had a number of people who had every potential, like Jeff Lloyd, very brilliant man. Was he used? You know, Renwood Wells, another intelligent gentleman, has he been used?
So let's fix this. You serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister.
Uh-huh.
The only way you can be able to execute those things that exist within you is if the Prime Minister who you serve under affords you the opportunity to access that.
Not all the time.
Jeff Lloyd,
in
his capacity in the Ministry of Education, and prior to that, when he started to do his thing with John Canoe, he showed you capacity that existed in there. In fact, we had a sneak peek into his mind and what our expectation was when he got in.
Who was that?
When he started in the capacity as a radio show host every day.
Yes.
Every day he would tell us, this is a little piece of how I would do this.
He also went to St. Augustine's College.
Okay, so this is a little piece of how I would do this. This is a little piece of how I would do that. When you get in this particular capacity, you are under
heavy. Minister of Education.
That doesn't matter.
You know how high that portfolio is.
It doesn't matter. This could be at the Mount Plymouth Rock. It doesn't matter how high this particular thing is. You only could serve and give access to the things that you're afforded to. If the Prime Minister says pull back, you got to pull back.
Okay, so you're telling me that you go through a nomination process to get nominated for a party that to represent a constituency, and you invest time, talent, and money to become the candidate of choice and elected to Parliament and graciously given a portfolio in cabinet as one of the more high-ranking ministers in the country, and at that point you are strangled held That's what you're trying to tell me?
When you are
Someone can actually strangle you at that point?
When you are selected to be a cabinet minister, you serve at the pleasure of the prime minister. You are elected to be a member of parliament. You are selected and identified to serve as a cabinet minister. There's no obligation. No leader has an obligation to choose you.
Okay, let me, I put my hands in my mouth. Would you say, based on performance management, that Jeffrey Lloyd was a great educational minister or not?
I think that he had the potential to step us, to push us into a new era.
Of course he had the potential. We're not going to argue.
I think with the introduction of what we've seen with the whiteboard, the interesting, especially during a time with the introduction of technology in the Ministry of Education and how he stood at the helm of that, I thought just the way that I continue to be able to identify what Obi Wilscombe has done off macro-management as opposed to micromanagement and allowing people with the Ministry of Tourism to do what they do, I think he's done the same thing within education. He allowed the expertise, the technocrats, to do what they were supposed to do. He stood strong and said that this is a course that we want to take, so forth and so on. I believe a real opportunity that he could have been able to make some things happen. I believe that he could. I believe that he could have done that. I believe that we collectively, all of us, especially here on Guardian Radio, who's been listening to him for years, we know that he has true potential to do some stuff. However, you're under heavy manners when you go into these spaces.
So if you were under heavy manners before, what makes you believe if you return that you will still not be under heavy manners?
You keep saying return. I tell you, I don't believe this man wants to come back.
Gabriel's still living. The angel's still living. Who tell you?
So he can bring his passport for him then?
Man, coming back with every evidence to prove that he is ready.
Telephone caller on the line. Go ahead, telephone caller.
Good day to what?
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Since you don't want to critique the prime minister, let me do it for you. Right. Let's start with this BPL thing, right? The prime minister is about to privatize power generation of BPL. Right? And he's supposed to be the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party. So, Progressive Liberal Party prime minister, and he's about to privatize power generation of BPL. Right? And put the union's concern isn't my concern. My concern is for consumers. Right? As well as yeah, people saying that Bahamar, the construction of Bahamar was behemoths was largely involved in the construction of Bahamar. That's foolishness. You know, all the concrete work, the major work was done by the Chinese. You know, and the other work was done by cronies. You see, it seems like they're only taking care of cronies.
Sir, are the cronies behemoths?
No, but they're not taking care of the masses. They're not taking care of the poor. The people that need to be taken care of, you see. Things like housing. Look what they're doing with housing. Right now they're talking about renting the own. Renting the own from who? Who are you renting the own from? And renting the own is not progressive. Affordable rental, subsidized rental. That's progressive. You see, the things they talk about, the PPP today and all of the Margaret Thatcherism, that's the trickle-down economics. That's not worked. You know, the health system in the UK is not working. They did the PP thing. They did a lot of that PPP thing. This system is not working. This man is a UBP on steroids, not progressive. Right? That's what they're doing. They're taking care of themselves, not the masses, not the masses in need. He's taking care of the minority of behemoths. You know, let's say his trip to Botswana. You know what Botswana is known for? Transparency, no corruption. The least corrupt country in the world, almost. You know, and they have mines, gold and the stuff, resources. You understand? He needs to go to he needs to learn from Botswana. About tourism, because Botswana have the landlocked, right? And they have that tourism that people go and see the safari, you know, the wildlife and things like that.
They're
not rich people tourism. Mm. So there's nothing they can teach them. So, you know, it's all about what my... Speculate. You should speculate on what they're going there for. You know, what they go any nation.
You mean to Botswana?
You know, it's about their, you know what I'm saying? It's about their self-esteem. Their personal gain. That's what it's about.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call.
That's my view.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly. He had a couple of things. He started to talk about BPL. He started to talk about Bahama. He started to talk about the housing rent to own. He started to talk about the health system and the PPPs, that all these things that be able to indicate that our prime minister, the current prime minister, is a failure. Now, it's peculiar. A lot of these things we're going to have to deal with. I got to stretch it far and wide. If we're going to be honest and have a very clear conversation without being able to talk about the froth that exists on the top. We got to get to the coffee. We got to get to the depth of this. And all this is froth. Let's break these things down. If we break it down and we look at these things, there has to be an overarching objective. Let's take housing, for instance. Whilst you indicate that it's not progressive to rent to own, you have to look at the fact that where are we financially? If the Central Bank of the Bahamas could indicate that there are more than 60% of the people in this country that don't have $1,000 in their bank account, that don't have this particular money. The only thing that people exist to do is to pick up a next check and pay bills. That's it.
Howard, do you know the big yacht?
Andrews.
No, I don't mean Windsor Lane.
Okay.
Those little government complexes, they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All over the place. Those people rent from the government through social services. It's very, very small fee. Do you think we collect revenue from them? Rent money. Do we collect? Very difficult. People have been living there for generations. Don't pay a dollar. And they still live there. You can't get them out. Windsor Lane to the big yard. Them yellow houses. And they got some down Camp Road and some other places around town. Wolf Road.
There are five people who can call me right now and say, Garth, you need to stop talking foolishness. Here's all my receipts. I pay all my bills.
You may have one or two people. But I guarantee you catch up. I guarantee you catch up.
Don't put everybody in the bucket.
Y'all keep talking to everybody. I'm trying to tell you, you go through there, you have a problem.
The majority of people don't.
You have an issue collecting. When you have a rent to own, you have to collect the rent, right? People have a problem paying mortgage.
Okay, so
when you talk about you going to a rent to collect, a rent to own situation, all I'm simply saying to you is that the hell you catch from trying to collect mortgage money, the banks that is. Imagine the hell you can catch from renting to own.
I never see this. I never look at things this way. I never look at the difficulty that exists with another venture that we want to take.
So you pay your rent on time. You're one of them type of people, eh?
No, not all the time. But okay. I have a very clear relationship and understanding with my people. Okay. Guess what? You know I'm good for it. I like the government. You might not get it today, but you can get it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, praise God.
I have bills. I lose sometimes $2,000 or more time from a tenant when they have to move out. I don't even like court. So from time you say court, just take 2 months and then move out. When the former prime minister said over public media for COVID that for the 6 months time period, the landlord can't bother you. I say, Chief Lord of mercy. The landlord in the court can't get no money from you. You think those people paid any money? Well, I'm living in the man's place. Let me pay my rent. You think I got that? 6 months of no money coming in. And guess who was open for business? The banks. Still looking for their money. Closed down Marathon Mall. People who didn't pay their rent for the little stalls,
mm-hmm.
ready to evict them during COVID.
Mm-hmm. See, but I see, like I said to you.
Rent collection in this country is a problem.
Yeah, but I don't look at it like this.
So I wouldn't look at that scheme to be a profitable scheme is what I'm trying to tell you.
No, but what I'm saying to you is that I look at it as profitable.
You look at it as profitable for the people who are paying.
I think it's both profitable and progressive. No. I think it moves with the time that we're in. Okay. I think it creates a space. Watch me. I think it creates a space for you to be able to create a division. This is jobs and opportunities that you can go out there and collect rent for the people.
Let me ask
the
question.
The only issue that we have is corruption in this country.
Let me ask a question.
As a result of corruption, there are people who are superseding these things, the requirements, so forth and so on, your cousin marking you off the list and all these things, and the government cannot collect their monies.
Cannot do what?
They cannot collect their monies as a result of corruption, sir. Not as a result of anything else. They don't have the proper mechanisms in place to be able to retain their monies. That's their fault. This is their fault. So see your innovation, you know what should run parallel with your innovation? A new division, a subsection to police it. You need people to look over it.
You use the word police?
That's what's going to have to happen.
We don't do that.
You have to do this.
We don't do that.
That's how the government of the Bahamas
you're talking about policing it. You're talking about
you see Simon Wilson coming out and saying that you got to be able to send, bring your money.
No.
You see all these particular divisions saying that you have to come and pay up.
Oh boy, you talk about transparency, you talk about freedom of information. We don't do these things in this country.
No.
This is the wrong
country.
It's
going to have to be done.
No, you don't have to.
It's going to have to be
done. Okay, I tell you what we'll do. We do what we say in Bimini and West Grandmama. It come in. Just be patient. It come in.
Let me take a telephone call. I like what you did. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey.
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Bars.
I just
agree with you 250%. But let me just tell Brother Grant. I just came with a Grand Bahama about a week ago. Yesterday made a week. Grand Bahama looked like it's booming and starting. Some things look like it's starting to pick up, especially in the 8 Mile Rock, West Sand area.
I believe him.
I went up there for lunch at the hotel up in West End. Things seems like it's getting back together up there.
Old Bahama Bay.
Yeah. Things like it's getting back up that way. Things like it's starting to get back into the good things up that way. But let me say something. I tell you for me just now, he's a typical Bahamian. If he like you, he can lie for you. If he don't like you, he can lie on you. He sound like one of them Bahamians. Who had that cry? Oh, Brave Davis can't talk. Now he's talking too much. Oh, why go work for Brave Davis? He can't travel. Now he's traveling too much. But now, God, the thing what you're talking about, them rental thing in that area. They have some in the back of by Stephen Dillard too.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it right there. That's it.
Supposed to be in them paying a little portion till they catch themselves to build up their money for their mortgage for their own.
Yes.
For the down payment for the old.
Yes.
You said that they have 2 generations of people in there. I know some people, 3 generations in Bay Area.
Okay.
In Camp Road, off Camp Road.
There, I ain't lying.
White Slane area, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I don't have to lie.
Okay? Listen to me. And ain't nobody, all the government try to do is let the place run down so the people can drive move out.
Yes, sir.
The people them get together and fix the place like they sell. They ain't got nowhere.
You know what's horrifying to me? I went to Grand Bahama. During the whole election situation. What's that area you call down there, man, in Pine Ridge? That big, I think, Munnings used to own that. All them dilapidated apartments.
That Basso Garden.
What are this, buddy?
In Pine Ridge?
Basso Garden.
I know, it's a big, big development, and all the apartments, dilapidated roofs came in.
The yellow.
I can't remember. Are people living in them, boy?
Yeah, that's Jesus. Ginger Moxie.
And I said, the Bahamian.
This is Ginger Moxie constituency. She actually started to fix that. I saw some stuff.
This is the same place we're talking about, Grant. Yeah. That is where when the government people go down there to work for government, everybody used to live in that place.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that place used to be nice. It's My brother used to live in there.
Yeah.
It's a horrible. Yeah, nice. Horrible.
Now
yeah.
It looked like a. Well, I can't really see it now, but somebody used my phone and took some pictures. Say, boy, I hope when your eyes come back, these pictures still be in your phone.
Wow. See, my God.
Send you to brag about the people in Nassau.
Wow.
But let me tell you something, Grant. I think Freeport is on its way back.
Wow.
Freeport is on its way back.
I appreciate it.
Freeport is on its way back.
We got to have...
directly, our brother Grant would be talking, but he came back home and leave us right back here.
No, I ain't going to say that, you know.
You can use us. You can use us. You just like them fellas use us so much. Then you go back and just leave them and all them chilling.
No, I wouldn't do
something. You can leave us right here.
As a decent man.
But Freeport is coming back, though, honestly.
No, yesterday I had a very good...
What I hear and what I you know.
Yeah, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Yesterday, I had a very good conversation with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. They're opening up an office here in Nassau. They have some great things going on. I also was able to... Yesterday, it seems like we're talking about Grand Bahama and its revival. It's sort of renewing from that particular standpoint.
So while the Prime Minister is traveling to Botswana and other places around the world, presently now he's getting things done. So I'm saying to the Royal Opposition now, the Free National Movement, if you want to be the government in 2026, I need to know what that face looks like. That's all I'm simply saying to you. Because we had flip-flop.
There's no face.
You said we had flip-flop for the last 20 years. PLB, FNM, PLB, FNM, PLB, FNM, PLB, FNM. Okay, good. We did that. Through a natural understanding, the FNM should be next in 2026. I'm saying presently today, I do not see evidence of the strength of the Free National Movement for 2026. Like Antoine said, we didn't see it in 2017 either when Minnis won, but we definitely don't see it now. And with Brave Davis doing more than he's done before and things progressively becoming better, I'm simply saying it's going to be more difficult for the Free National Movement to basically disrupt
the Free National Movement's term of difficulty is not PLP. What's happening outside of their party. Their difficulty is not what the BLP is doing and not the perception of politics to be able to place the strategic politics and these concepts and ideas to place in media and so forth and so on. All this is just strategy. That's not what their issue is. The Free National Movement's issue is an internal issue. They cannot show you a face because based upon the information that I've received, I understand that every position is open. And there's no support, you know, like when you go to conventions, they have this is the A team and a ticket and so forth and so on. You vote in these blocks. What I understand, this is based on information that I've received. What I understand is that this leader, right, and I stand to be corrected based upon information. I've heard this from several persons, insiders within the Free National Movement. What I understand is that this leader doesn't seek to be able to pull anyone close to him. He's willing to serve with anyone. And all positions are open. He's not saying it's going to be me, Shannon, Duane. He's not saying that. He's saying all of our position, including my position, is open. Every man for himself and God for us all.
Wow.
And anyone who comes to the forefront wishing to serve and they can be able to win capacity, then all of us will go to the forefront. It's difficult for him to present a body of people that he wished to serve with him in this particular capacity, internally within the organization. Hey, listen, everything up for grabs. Yes. I'm not going to show favoritism to one person or another. If you get it, then you get it. If I get it, then I get it. We, as a Free National Movement collective, we need to be able to work to get the party together. And I think that that's why you won't see a face right now in terms of who's going to be the shadow minister for this, who's going to be likely to move in this particular constituency. He's not going to do that until the water is settled, the dust, everything is done from a convention standpoint. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
I don't like
it. Hey, Howard.
Hey.
What's up?
All is well?
All right, Carter. How you doing?
Good day, my brother. Good day.
All right, all right. You sound like y'all get an open line.
No, we talking politics.
A little bit of politics?
Yeah.
I just was saying, I hear y'all guys on our good friend show for a little while, especially God on Shanique's show. And I wanted to find out from y'all if y'all was able to... The new director, Howard, or I don't know, the acting director, I think his name is Howard Thompson. They had a matter with some young fellas. Them said they was owed some money from an investor or some foreigner, and they was able to work it. I don't know the details if they finished get the money or whatever, but I think it was a good show. And I miss God from coming on. I ain't him for a little while.
We're all in the same field. We all have respect for each other. There's no love lost anywhere. I kind of took a break I know they had a good run with the whole transgender conversation. You know, I've never spoken to that. But when the crime started to increase and, you know, murders were everywhere and violence was everywhere, at that particular time, I just felt best that I keep my face off of public TV and stick to the radio. You know how
I miss you though, because I mean your opinion is be like a lot of us is
a lot of people calling me and saying, "God, for God's sake, please head back." But I've told them, you know, I'm on Guardian Radio. I'm still making my contributions.
But tell me something with talking politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
How y'all feel like I hear the Prime Minister's speech. I don't know if y'all was able to listen to it concerning the blockage or being able to deal with the immigrants when they start to come from Haiti. And I was wondering if God, I mean, in some ways, I feel like, I wonder if he could go a little further. Like our takes and Cakers mentioned some things, them include, continue with the humane part of it and stuff like that. But I was wondering, like, what exactly is the plan? Like, are we going to use Guantanamo Bay or the island in Cuba to be able to house or keep the immigrants, to be able to sort them or find out who could go back, from who can't go back, when it's time to send them back, rather than taking the whole burden here in the Bahamas? I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to say this to y'all because y'all could see an eye blind, but maybe how we all might be on WhatsApp, y'all might have get the message. Is it any true that we had some Black Hawk helicopters flying around about 30 minutes or an hour ago? Did they land? Did y'all hear anything about it?
Well, 30 minutes and an hour ago, I would have been here on radio, so I haven't heard anything about it, and nothing come to my phone just yet, so I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything.
Y'all keep up the good work, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. But as it relates to the Prime Minister being able to divulge the entire plan, I think we've already been bitten by that before. Mm-hmm. I think we've already seen, as a result of what's going in the media and the relationships that exist on the ground and that information going back to Haiti and them knowing how to circumnavigate these particular things to get to their objective, I think we need to be more wise in our approach to doing these things. Now, the Prime Minister has the responsibility for being able to provide us the sufficient information, and I think he's doing that.
The one thing, and the callers could call in on this, but the one thing I should point is I see a strengthening of the person Davis. In terms of his presence, for him and the Guardian to speak in union as if they had a knee on our neck, and to also say the same to our big brother to the north, United States of America, who's the most powerful nation there is on the planet, and say, man, y'all have had your knee on our necks for too long, and we're going to now start to hold hands with our brothers around the globe in the southern part, and to empower ourselves. We have this situation right here in our backyard with Haiti. And for us to address that, we have to understand as a people that we do not live in a vacuum. America is still to the north. America is still the most powerful nation in the world. You can talk about them all you want, but at the end of the day, America gets what America wants. You got to remember these things. You cannot think that the Bahamas is strong enough to stand up against a United States of America. It's not going to happen. We're strong enough to stand up against the European Union. We can ask. We can say, pretty please, but you're never going to tell them, jump. That's not going to happen. Everything that happens in our hemisphere is controlled, surely, by the United States of America. Everything. It's managed. The whole system is managed. Immigration is managed. Tourism is managed. Every now and then you'll hear North America say, the Bahamas is a violent country. Don't go there. They're committing murders. They got murders in South Beach in Miami, in New Orleans. They got murders in Atlanta. They got murders in New York. They got murders in Los Angeles. They got Crips and Bloods and all type of stuff happening in America. But they are managing the hemisphere.
The United States of America uses the influence that it to spill out into the entire region based upon the fact that the Statue of Liberty shines bright. This kind of an idea that send me your, I can't remember what it was. Semi, you're wretched, you're broken,
you're poor, right?
Yeah. All these things, because
broken,
everyone,
wretched,
everyone within the everyone within the hemisphere, everyone within this space identifies America as liberty, as access, as opportunity, as and so on.
That is not true.
They now use this influence that they've already strengthened over the 350-some million people to expand over the entire place. So when you start to say that they manage this, they're not necessarily deliberately and directly managing anything. They are now convincing or controlling their population to move in one direction or another, which is simultaneously affecting us or affecting the region.
You know what they found out, Howard?
Not necessarily that they're managing the Bahamas. They're managing their population.
They found that the guns... So it's reported. It's reported and alleged by Mike, because I haven't seen it myself. They are saying that the guns in Haiti from one of the gangs are all guns that came out of Florida. Now, Howard, I don't know if you're a fisherman, but when you go out on the sea between South Beach, you go on course 180, and goes right along the tongue of the ocean, you see these magnificent yachts just sailing through our waters. Who's checking those? Those guns in Haiti didn't go by air. They go by boat. And those guns, they said, came from Florida.
I think we need to get into a deeper conversation. This is geopolitics, sir.
So this is what I'm saying to you.
All this is just geopolitics.
That's why I said we do not exist in a vacuum.
Okay.
All that's happening in Haiti right now has been empowered by those who are elite and wealthy and powerful.
You would have already heard Bill Clinton take on a position to indicate that he was influenced by being able to destroy the rice industry that existed in Haiti.
This is what I'm talking about.
During this particular time, he apologizes for that. And he says very clearly, based upon the relationships that I've had, this is what I've done.
So when you talk about the management of migration from Haiti to the Bahamas, what you're talking about? We don't have the full power to deal with that, Howard Grant. We don't have the manpower or the resources to deal with that fully.
But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't take the effort ensuring that we could be able to safeguard our
borders. It's being managed, though. That's all I'm simply saying. It's being managed. We get assistance to manage the issue, but you're not going to solve it. Not that easily. That's all I'm simply saying. I'm challenging you.
But solving the issue... Okay, so the issue that we have in this country is corruption.
You keep going back to that.
That's the only issue in this country, corruption.
But in their view,
corruption.
You call it corruption, but they're playing according to the rules of the game.
No.
You're not a prime minister. You're not a politician. You're not a government official. They get different orders than us.
They have circumvented the constitution that exists in this particular
space. What's the constitution?
They have circumvented the treaties that exist in these places.
What's a treaty?
And they've gone by being able to go but what is convenient for the times.
Let me ask a question, Howard. Who authorizes a constitution? Who gives strength to a treaty?
A body of men.
Okay, they behaving like they in Bantown?
No. Understand what I'm saying.
I'm asking you, are they in Bantown?
Body of men.
They in Bamboo Town? Where are they? They over in Kalani? Where are they at? In Nassau Village? Where are these bodies of men?
No, understand what I'm saying to you. The bodies of persons, the collective thinking that comes together to
from
make
where?
This particular decision, that signatures to be able to solidify these things should give strength to this. And every time a different politician comes in, a different leader comes in, they circumvent these things to ensure that they can accommodate the position of their political organization and their aspirations. And that is wrong. Right. Now, that's not only happening in the Bahamas. That's happening across the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Over the whole world.
That's what I'm saying.
And if people... Okay, so
your constitution from England, right? Your Bible King James Version is from England. Am I correct? Your constitution is not from the Bahamas.
Let's look at this. If you look at the Tribune this morning, you can see the Prime Minister calls for UN reform over Gaza. Davis hits out the veto used to block the calls for ceasefire. And then watch this. Let's read this. It says, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis called for United Nations Security Council to be revamped and reformed after the United States used the veto power to kill multiple draft resolutions calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, where thousands of Palestinians have been killed. Mr. David's comments, which surprised some yesterday, given the country's relationship with resilience in the United States, it came during a joint press conference in Botswana with the president that existed. Now, let's just be very clear about this.
Extremely clear.
I just need you to be very clear about this.
I want to be extremely clear about this.
Do you see what's happening here?
I want you to see.
What do you mean? I can see.
I've been trying to get this to you for the time I sat here.
But it only goes back to what I started to tell you at the top of the hour. The Prime Minister has a bigger plan.
And that's what I'm saying.
Than the 400,000 of us. The Prime Minister has a bigger plan.
Okay.
This may be plan A, but my God, plan B is a bigger plan. It has a bigger safety net to ensure that his relevance, his influence, his position into the future is significant and is etched into the annals of time and history. We got to go to a commercial break. Let me go to a telephone call. Caller, let me take your telephone calls. Please forgive me. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. You had me on a little while, but I get the endurance.
Sorry about that, my brother.
Yeah, everything good, Howard. Everything good, God.
Yeah, listen, sorry about that, my brother.
Howard, I only called because of one caller came on about 5 minutes ago talking about what the government doing concerning BPL, the trip where they is now in Botswana. And the homes and different things like that, right? And then I think he ended on they need to deal with help the poor people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You being a man of God, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, got plenty of these fellas, plenty of these persons who just call on the show. And none of them are believers, believe in God like that. They believe they read the Bible, but they don't believe in God. Didn't Jesus told his disciples when they was telling him, "Lucky Ma, we could use this to take care of Paul." Didn't Jesus say, "Listen to me, the Paul will always be with you"?
The perfume.
The alabaster box.
The alabaster box.
Huh?
The alabaster box.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we know about the alabaster box.
Didn't he say the Paul would always be with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the reason why Jesus told him that?
Let me hear it.
Huh? I asked you, you're the man of God.
I would say why.
Bell voice.
I would say why.
Go on, God.
I would say it's because he knew his time was short.
Okay.
And I said the same thing last week to somebody. I said, you know what? At my age, knowing time is short, I think I'm done with the whole idea of community service to the point where I sacrifice self. I want to enjoy some life too. That's when I went fishing.
Okay. Okay. But that's your opinion. That's your view on it. How would your view is?
Well,
because people always, they always throwing the poor at the government. Go on.
The government's responsibility is to take care of the poor.
God came
to set the captive free, and the captive is poor in our minds and our spirits and our environment. And because there is a God, there will always be a poor, which is a mindset, which is an environment, right? And as a result of that, the poor will always be with you. Why? Because just how exist would exist in every generation, this is an indoctrination into an environment. And so you're not necessarily just giving someone something. Liberation is in your mind. This is a deep conversation that you want me to get into today. Yeah. But so go ahead and tell me your position.
But watch this. Don't we have poor all over the world?
Every place.
Mm-hmm. Poor people in every part of every nation, nation.
Every place.
Right. Now, do you know the reason, right? This is the reason, right? When Jesus said the poor would always be with us, he wasn't saying that we should dismiss the poor, you know.
That's correct.
But he put the poor there. If you read Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, he put the poor there for the rich, the ones that are blessed, who God blessed, that they should take care of the poor. It says under no government. It says the ones that are blessed, they are there to take care of the poor, the widows, the fatherless, the disabled, the blind.
That's Deuteronomy 14.
Right.
Verse 22 to 26.
How would these people, them, blaming the government for everything? How would you say you know politician? You know what the government going in there for? They going in there to set up, what the thing name now? To pass these laws and different acts and bills and things to make it much easier, watch this, for the poor and for the rich. So the rich now will be able to take care of the poor. That's how it go, Howard. The government ain't there to take care of the poor, so to say. The government there to take care of everybody. The rich. I always want to get this information from you, Howard. What this thing is, but middle class.
Well, we got to talk about that, and I got to let you go, my brother. I apologize about that. I got to let you go because I have the lines are lit right up, and these people calling me and cussing me out, Howard, so forth and so on. But we got to talk about that. You and I started to talk about the middle class, and I want to do that. And I want to talk about this, and I feel like I need to stretch out an entire conversation for this. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. That's the first thing that came to my mind when he started to talk about this. And the government's responsibility to identify these things. But I hate the fact that we don't remember something. These are all poor people.
Talking like this.
These are poor people.
Talking like this.
The story, the genesis of many a politician is poverty. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that they continue to run from every day is poverty. Mm-hmm. And so the relationships that they seek to forge is to solidify their position in prosperity.
To liberate themselves.
And never get back to poverty.
That's correct.
And so when they're making these decisions, many a time, God's not even in this. No. Fear. The fear of being returned and getting back to Paul has placed him in a position to make these decisions.
Yes, man.
Let's not forget this.
Yes, sir.
The reason why that persons continue to try to be able to amplify the fact that the UBP should come back is because during this time, we're not talking about at the end of it when they try to be able to give you a bag of rice and take your property. We're not talking about this kind of deception that exists there. We're talking about the position at the beginning. At the beginning, when they executed these particular things, you forget that these men came from means. They came from legacy. You could walk in their houses and be able to see their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather on the wall. They come from a line, a heritage of these particular people. You came, you may not even know your great-great-great-granddaddy. So poverty has placed you in a position to be able to always keep running forward, never looking back, always running forward and grabbing on to prosperity, grabbing on to liberty, grabbing on to these particular things, the whole title again. We can't forget about this. Let's not forget about this. We, and it's people, I don't care where you are and what you have gotten. I tell you, I sit with many a man, millionaires in this country. And the first thing they tell me is about the poverty that they came from. No matter what exists before me right now, you came from poverty. And I can tell you one thing. Many a night, we have cold sweats, can't sleep as men trying to figure out where the next dollar coming from. I am one man who is absolutely uncomfortable as a broke man. If I don't have no money in my pocket, everybody in my family know I have an issue. Don't talk to me right now. I have to figure out how I can get some money. Everybody, my wife know this, my children know this, don't come around me. I have to figure out a plan to execute because I know I want to be responsible for my family. We as poor people don't want to go back to poverty. We don't want to go back to this particular space. And so when you see these politicians making their decisions, sometimes we're not even in it. We're not. We're not. And we have to look at these particular things. I can't condemn these men. I only could be able to identify what I would do different and be able to provide them with constructive criticism. Encouragement with constructive criticism. Because we as men, black, poor men, we now have an opportunity to lead our own country and lead these positions, but we ain't got no money. We ain't got no money. And I hear the stories of former politicians who now people spitting in the floor when they walk by. You must have never worked nothing. Nobody won't go to that. So now you're poor, you ain't got nothing, and people spitting at you. For Jesus, this is too much. All because of your desire to serve. And that's why people will come to the forefront and say things like, well, like you say, Garth, well, I want a piece of life for myself too. I want comfort for myself now. I've given to people. I've not received the just reward. And I'm not going to be able to take up this kind of an idea that my reward is in heaven. I need my reward right now. It's just what it is. Let me take this last telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton? You're back again. Jesus, Anton, you're something else.
I was wondering if I should get it. But anyway, thank you for taking the call. Good afternoon again, Gaff and the Nation. Look, getting into the conversation, who's the current leader? Let me not even start. I'll end there. As it relates to the rent-to-own program in the country, let's remember a time not too long ago in the last administration where Bahamians, there was 10,000 applications and qualified Bahamians who could go into the banks and get their mortgage, but there wasn't one house built in 4.5 years. Do you all recall that time I wouldn't got?
Mm-hmm. Under the former administration, yeah. They identify service lots. They've done these particular things. I think they did it in the back here on Farrington Road. Did they have a...
No, that's a PRP project. They didn't build one home.
I'm not going to fight you.
One home.
Okay.
I'm Howard. And the PLP, under the leadership of Philip Davis and his minister, former minister of housing, Jogat Kopi Davis, have built dozens of homes and have hundreds of homes that are underway moving towards completion. I saw tears of joy, Howard, tears of joy, where persons were able to move into their homes, where persons received their keys from the Prime Minister and from his minister, a former Minister of Housing. Tears of joy. And as it relates to the rent to own, there are many other persons in the country besides those 10,000 already qualified who, for reasons of expenditure
maybe falling on hard times. Some may be a case of mismanagement, financial mismanagement, for varying reasons. They can only afford to pay rent. Now, can you imagine the empowerment that you would be bestowing upon people if you could put them into a permanent home situation where this is their roof for them and their family with that same rent that they are paying to a landlord? However, can you imagine where you put them into a home and a portion of their rent is going towards the down payment to qualify them for their mortgage? That is empowerment. That is uplifting poor people from one status and putting them into the status where it would be their biggest investment for most persons investing in the Bahamas or across the world, home ownership. So that's a bunch of nonsense what that caller was talking about as it relates to housing and as it relates to the rent to own. Now, let me end with this point, Howard and God and the nation. Who is the current leader of the opposition?
Michael Pintard.
Michael Pintard. How long has he been the leader of the opposition? Official leader of the opposition.
From 2000 and I want to say 21. Was it 21?
Okay.
Yeah.
And so he has had the responsibility for 2.5 years, Howard and God, to establish himself within his party, but more importantly, to put forward candidates to the Bahamian people, which he has a responsibility to.
He ain't got no... Listen, he doesn't have a sturdy foundation within the organization. He is challenged. He
Howard,
got to
Howard.
Let this go, get
Howard.
Minutes out of his hair before he could stand firm.
No. See, that's where you're wrong, Howard. Howard, I heard you and God going back and forward on the periphery of the point that I'm talking about, which is why I called to put it on the record. Look, man, no matter what back and forward is going on, the leader of the opposition in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is who? Michael Pintard. He has the responsibility and he has all power right now within the FNM to put forward his band of persons, to shop them around, to get them familiarized, to get the responses from the people. He has that ultimate authority right now as the leader of the opposition. When he goes to convention, which according to their constitution, and they keep running away from this October, because clearly they're afraid of the former prime minister challenging, in my view, from what I've observed.
Anton, it's 2 o'clock.
Pardon me?
It's 2 o'clock. I got to go before. I appreciate you. Let me read this last text. He said they had tears in their eye, based upon what Anton says. They had tears in their eye when they realized how much money they had to pay for a cheap house. He said, I would call, but there's a very intellectual caller on the telephone right now. You just listen. That's funny stuff. Guys, we're here. We're having a good conversation about where we are in the national scheme of things. I thank you so much for being able to tune in. We'll see you tomorrow right here. God spare on the foundation. Have a great day, guys.
The foundation. Foundation.